Hey, Pat, how are you?
Good.
What brings you in here today to talk about College Station Utilities?
I wanted to talk about energy conservation, Jay. I'm the energy coordinator for College Station Utilities. This time of year, we're doing a lot of AC rebates. In our energy group, we have two sides of the house. I do commercial. Brian Henry, my partner in crime, does residential. One of the things that we're doing, as you know, in January, we introduced the connected thermostat rebate. That's been going really good for us. We wanted to promote that.
Well, let's talk about that for just a minute then so people will understand if they're building or redoing their air conditioning, what is a connected thermostat situation?
Connected thermostat is some of the well-known brands are like Nest, mm-hmm. Ecobee, Lyric with Honeywell, Train, and Carrier have their own private label. But it's a thermostat that's Wi-Fi compatible and also has to be programmable. It's similar to our LED lighting rebate where you it's a credit on your utility bill, and you purchase a thermostat, send in a purchase receipt. You can either drop it by a Krennic tap. You can email it to me through the website. You can bring it by 1601 a gram, or you can mail it in snail mail.
Okay. Now, I love to do left-field questions, so I'm going to throw you a left-field question.
All right.
Y'all converted all of your street lights, is that correct?
Yes.
Or you're in the process. Have you completed that?
3,400 to date.
Uh-huh.
Should be done by the end of June, 1st of July.
Okay, so what kind of bulbs were those before?
Those were high-pressure sodiums.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're 150s, 250s, depending on the street.
Okay, and then you changed that to make them LEDs, is
yes,
that right?
Sir. Yeah.
So what do you do with the old bulbs?
The old bulbs are being surplused out through the contractor, which is Siemens.
Uh-huh.
We provide them a space on site at 1601 Graham. They have a 20-foot roll-off, and that's where they're going.
Okay. So then what happens, there might be some communities or other customers who would need those. That would be good technology for them, and they get shipped off. But that's all Siemens deal?
Yes, it's
okay.
All Siemens. I think the main thing they're doing with the used fixtures
uh-huh.
is they're harvesting the aluminum and the steel.
Okay.
I thought
maybe y'all were going to have a big garage sale of bulbs or something.
No.
Okay.
Now we talked about it, but now it doesn't seem like a good idea.
All right. So connected thermostats, that's one thing, and certainly that's the technology that people are going for. And, again, programmable has been around for a while, but that's, the rebate's a good deal. What else have you got going on?
We've got our EB2, which is our most popular rebate. It's mm-hmm. the Energy Back 2. It's a rebate for replacing your existing AC with a high-efficiency AC. It starts out at 15 SEER as the first tier of eligibility. That pays $500. 16 is 6. 17 is 7.
Mm-hmm.
18 plus is $800. That's our most popular rebate. That's something that we're starting to see a lot of activity this time of year.
Is there a way to say how quickly you can recapture the expense? For instance, if you're at 13 and you want to go to 18, the cost involved is something. How do you... as a consumer or the person who's buying that, how long does it take for you to recapture that difference in what you pay?
When you go to an 18, well, when you're replacing your AC, you're kind of at the mercy of the AC going out.
Uh-huh.
Now, over the useful life, you could probably get close to recouping it, but
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a lot of upfront costs going to a new AC.
Okay.
And you're going to recoup the higher SEER value through your utility bills.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Because you're... part of the thing in the AC equation is they're doing a lot with two-speed compressors, variable-speed air
yep.
handlers. And so what happens is your system, until it gets a call for full cool, is operating at like 25-30%.
Okay.
And so that's where your savings come in.
I liken it to looking in the inside engine compartment of a car. It used to be you could see the ground, but now you can't because there's so much stuff in there. Well, it's backwards now. Last air conditioning unit, I mean, there's nothing in there. It's so small. Everything is so compact now.
Right, and everything is electronic.
Yeah.
A lot of it is control boards, that kind of stuff.
Right, okay. Anything else we needed to cover this morning?
One of the things that we also have going is the LED lighting program. That's,
yep.
that's a way for students, people who rent, or not homeowners,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff, to participate. That's one of the things that we started the program on. It's available to all College Station Electric customers. It's an annual thing, so you can do $20 worth of LED bulbs a year. Pays $2 an LED bulb. Send it in with your receipt, and it's a credit on your utility bill.
I wish I'd waited a year to buy LEDs. The prices on those things have just plummeted. I mean, first, they were a little pricey to begin with.
They were, and an economy of scales.
Yeah, no kidding. It's amazing. If they want some more information, what do they do?
See us at the website, cstx.gov/energy. That has all of our contact information on there and our programs.
There you go. Good common sense. Thanks for coming in this morning.